The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the second chapter. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called the Magi and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me the word, so that I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen in the east, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left their own country by another road." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Excuse me just a second, my computer is not stable. Please join me in prayer. Lord God, you are the giver of true joy, joy that the world cannot give and cannot understand. Through the light of Christ's coming, help us to know and to live our joy. The joy that is both your gift to us and our gift to you. Through Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
May the grace, peace, and the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen.
Amen.
The gift of the Magi. Today I would like to talk about the gift of the Magi. They are also called the wise men. The Magi were a priestly class among the Persians. But here in Matthew, the term designates astrologers, probably from Babylonia, or some suggest they are from Egypt, and some say from Arabia. Matthew never tells us how many they were. But since he mentioned three gifts, we want to assume that they were three. But of course, in this tradition, because of witnessing, there were supposed to be more than two. Three would be a good number. So let's work with three for today. So let's say the three wise men or the three magi saw the star. And in the ancient world, the occurrence of the star or of the stars was often associated with the birth of a notable person. But here in this text, it's not a shock that Herod is not pleased. It has always been the case, and I'm afraid it is always remain the case, that the presence of the world, of that which is most godly, evokes the resistance of that which is most insidious. So Herod frantically plots to destroy the tender but mighty one who threatened his throne. You can imagine the king being threatened by a child. He begins by inviting the Magi to a secret meeting. But one thing that I have learned, my dear friends, is that never trust secret meetings. Go and search for the child, Herod tells the Magi. I want to worship him too. No. Herod is a liar. Mm-hmm. He is a liar. He intends no worship. He intends to pay no homage. He has no gifts to offer. He intends only to exploit the Magi, to use them as pawns in the hidden agenda he secretly and darkly wishes to advance. And so, over the place where the child was. And this is where it is interesting in this text. They were overwhelmed with joy. And I want to center around joy this morning. The experience of joy that was so different from the feelings they had experienced in that secret meeting with Herod. The joy that they felt when the star stopped was an inner confirmation that they had arrived at the place they can call home. Anytime we experience that kind of deep joy that is God's gift, then we know that we are where we are meant to be. But let me pose this question to you. Have you ever had such a moment? I think so. Sure, you might have. Stop there and call it to mind. A moment when things seemed to really line up for you. A moment when you felt so at home in your own skin, in your heart, that so that with yourself and everything that is in you, knew the place at which you had arrived is the place where you belong. A moment where you can say, this is me. This is why I am alive. This is who I am. This is where I am meant to be. A moment when the star you have been following stops and you find yourself overwhelmed with joy that comes from being you. That's the moment I wish for you. That's the moment God wishes for all of us. And what I also wish for you is that all of your moments could be characterized by that kind of joy. And in this new year, and in whatever years may follow for us, what if all of life could be a delightful experience of being flooded by and overwhelmed with joy? The joy that happens like the Magi, we find ourselves at the place where we can freely and truly be who really and truly are. What is that joy place for you? That's not an easy question to answer as it may seem, because our lives are not characterized by such joy. Our lives often reflect something other than the experience of being overwhelmed with joy. Why is that? And I have a thought. There are lots of people who live out of something other than what God has given them. And anytime we live out of something other than God has given us, we are literally living besides ourselves, and there is no joy in that. Let me say it this way. Joy comes when we live from the inner self, that is of God, and not from the outer expectations that come from the world. Okay, let me give an example. Many people are following stars that intuitively know very well come to stop at any place they could never call home, but they try to follow them anyway. Sometimes we gallop to have all the things that we think represent success and happiness. But after getting all that, I hear people say, I am not happy. I feel like a rat on a wheel. I'm not satisfied. I'm not happy at all. But I have this house and I've got the second mortgage, but I'm not happy. I've always been told that when I got all this, I would be happy, but I am not. There is no joy in that, because that's living from the world's outer expectations, not from the inner self that is of God. Some of us never have such experiences of joy because we live under the burden of the expectations of other people they have for us, which keeps us from being able to align ourselves to the real selves. I feel like I am living for everybody else. I am lost. I have lost me. I've lost myself along the way by trying even to please other people. And so lots of the people live lives of fragmentation, because they try to find their center in everyone else. And they are trying to please rather than within themselves. No wonder people are so dizzy. Their center is out there, in a million different others with a zillion different expectations. And they live dizzying lives of spinning from one false center to another. So the Magi were overwhelmed with joy because they recognized that they had arrived at the place where they were meant to be, the place where they were most themselves, the place where they could stay and that they were at home, that they had arrived at the place where the divine and the human meet. They had arrived at the place where heaven and earth come together. Yes, this is it. The joy they experienced confirmed that. But the challenge we have as a people is that we are caught between our joy and our fear. Every human being has both sets of forces within. One set clings to safety and defensiveness, hanging on to the past, moving in a backward direction, afraid to grow, afraid to take chances, afraid to jeopardize what one already has, afraid of independence and freedom. The other set of forces impels one forward towards wholeness and uniqueness of self, toward confidence in the face of the world. And so the Magi, like every one of us, had a decision to make. They are in a free choice situation, being between the joy of the king with a capital letter K and the fear of the king with a small k. And they had to choose between the delight and joy of one and anxiety and fear of the other. My dear friends, in this text, I like verse 12 the most. It is a verse of hope and courage and life. And it says, having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. The Magi refused to go in the direction of their fears. Through the language of their dream. In another way of saying that through their own given inner voices, they chose life and growth and joy. They trusted their own inexperience of joy, even if that experience flew the face of power and authority and expectations of the world. They went in the direction of the divine. Even though Herod wanted them to go in another direction. And they did not, because the inner joy in them they had experienced is worth trusting and worth following and worth building a life around than what Herod has told them. The inner joy you experience when you are who and where you are meant to be is the still small voice of God beckoning you to live and move and have your being in the self God has given you and not what the world expects. Herod has 1,000 faces and he is alive today in everyone or in anything that leads you away. Who you really and truly are, where you really and truly want to be, and doing what you really and truly want to do. I know what's like to be flooded by joy. And I think I'm finally learning that any fear I have of Herod is not worth comparing to the delights of trusting my inner experience of joy. That is the gift of God. And moving courageously, confidently in that direction. My dear friends, this Sunday of Epiphany, we recognize as well that the Magi bring a gift today to you and to me. What they bring is the gift of the example, of their example. Is the example of saying no to Herod and yes to Christ. Is the example of saying no to fear and yes to joy. Is the example of saying no to the painful past and yes to the joyful future. Is the example of trusting your joy enough to build an entire life around it, whether the rest of the world understands and approves it or not. And if we can receive that gift, then out of the experience of our lives, joyfully lived, we will be more fully and richly able to offer our own gift to the child, Christ Jesus. And I can think of no gift that would grace him more than for us to trust and live each day in the joy that is the reason he came in the first place. My dear friends, you know, sometimes even in the midst of so many kinds of hardships, but there's a time where you can feel that sense of joy and calmness and peace in the presence of hardships where you can say, it is well in my soul. Joy to the world, my dear friends, the Lord is come. Let the earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him a room. Amen.